On a much more serious note, Wednesday is the 1 year marker. I don't like to use the anniversary in situations like this, because 4 kids were shot at Oxford High School. There was a breakdown. And I think everybody level-headed knows that something was wrong. There was a miscommunication. There was a breakdown that allowed this to take place. And Wednesday's the 1 year mark. And throughout this last year, 4 families have had to truck on without their children, without their grandkids, without their brother or sister, without their teammates. And a community has been impacted. A whole region has been impacted. And certainly the entire state of Michigan. And I think everybody has realized that there is more to this story that we're just not getting. And I mean, look at what happened in Uvalde. A comprehensive investigation showed that there were breakdowns in that instance, too, that led to more deaths. But now, a couple of former Oxford Board of Education members are blowing the whistle that, you know what, the school knows more. The school is covering up what really happened here. And that's where Attorney Bill Sykley steps in. Now, these board members, these former board members, are set to speak today, but we're going to give it to you first. Bill, first of all, nice to have you with us. I want to start a little bit from the beginning in terms of when Bill Donnelly and Corey Bailey, the former president and treasurer, respectively, came to you and when you got the information that something funny was going on here.
Chris, thanks for having me. It's Tom Donnelly, and Tom and Corey came to me, I probably should have written down the date, about 6 to 8 weeks ago, not long after they had made their decisions to resign from the school board because they were uncomfortable with remaining silent any longer. And so they came to me and they told me what they planned on doing. This is not my agenda. This is theirs. They had made a decision that they were going to come forward, that they were going to speak with the family and then to the broader community. This news conference they're doing today is their way of speaking to the broader community, not to fulfill some need or obligation to the press, but it's the only way they could figure to get the word out to the community. So I came in to make sure that they were abiding by the law in the way that they proceeded, and that's been my role here.
This is one of those things that, I like the way that you put that as we talked to Attorney Bill Sykley. This is one of those things, Mr. Sykley, where this isn't about the media. This is about a community that's still trying to come to grips, still trying to do everything they can to move on. And you know, what kind of things are we going to expect to hear today?
Well, I'm not going to I'm not going to take the role of Tom and Corey. I'm going to let them speak to everybody this afternoon. But what they have to say has to do with what the school district knew, what they should have known, what they had prepared for and what they hadn't prepared for, what they had trained for and what they hadn't trained for. And I'm not sure, Chris, if you know this, they met with the family members and the victims yesterday privately. They created a space for that. No attorneys were present. I wasn't there. Plaintiff's attorneys weren't present. Nobody was there except for the families and Tom and Corey. Heart-wrenching, I am told. And what they did first was to apologize because they had made a commitment. If you look at all the information that came out, they had made a commitment to be transparent with the community. They had made a commitment to have a third-party review. They didn't feel like any of that had happened. They're going to come forward and say why that hadn't happened. They're going to come forward and say what they discovered as school board members and why they had to resign. And I think that what you're going to hear, Chris, is a cautionary tale for the other 539 school districts that exist in the state of Michigan and God knows how many around the country about assumptions that can't be made. You can't make the assumption it wouldn't ever happen in Oxford or Royal Oak or Madison Heights or any other school district. You've got to assume that it could happen here. Firearms and shootings have overtaken every other cause of death for kids between the age of 1 and 19 in this country. You can't assume that it's not going to happen in your school.
You're right. And I think unfortunately, it's a lesson that we are learning on the backs of four students who are dead and four families that are forever changed.
And hundreds of students who have been impacted.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right. Now, and I think, you know, and obviously in all of your years practicing law, there is a level of due diligence that you need to do when a case like this or people like this come to you. Do you feel that the information that they're bringing to the table, do you find it to be credible? Do you find it to be legit? And how do you see this proceeding going forward?
Great question, Chris. And it has a lot to do with why it's taken 2 months from their resignation before they've decided to come forward to the family. They've checked, double checked. My role here is to not represent those family members who experienced this tragedy, and it's not to represent the school district. My duty is to represent these two individuals and to make sure that the information they come forward with is credible. And I'm confident that the story that they will lay out, did lay out last night and will lay out for the community, will be truthful, accurate, and very credible.
And I think a lot can be made on the fact that they decided to meet with the families. I can't imagine what that was like, but that tells me that they're very serious about these allegations, whatever they may be. We look forward to hearing them later. But I think that speaks volumes. Bill Cikley, thank you for your time. And we look forward to hearing from them later this afternoon.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Chris.
Just a really tough situation, but hopefully we get some more puzzle pieces to the overall picture here later this afternoon. More to come on the Paul W. Smith Show next.